Well, it was a productive week in New York with SBJ's Tech Week. And let me just say, some of the innovations that were discussed, wow, really over my head. But I'll just say, personalization for the sports fan is here. You know, I'll be headed to Clemson on Monday, and I'm going to speak to the sports marketing strategy classes for Professor Amanda Cooper-Fine. I'm sure the students will have some great perspective for me, and it'll be my first time on campus, so I'm looking forward to that. And let's just say, I was a little perplexed in how many of my friends were texting me yesterday about tickets to the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight at AT&T Stadium in Arlington on Netflix July 20th. Let's just say that caused me a little bit of amusement. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, March 8th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Let's start with big developments in Virginia. And where does Ted Leonsis go from here? I was speaking to a top finance leader on Tuesday, and he was sure that Virginia's legislative leaders would pass plans for a new sports development in trading off some other elements to opponents of the plan. But on Thursday, Virginia lawmakers said no. They removed plans for a new Wizards and Capitals arena from the state budget that the assembly is expected to pass on Saturday. And that will likely stop the plan in its tracks to bring the teams to Alexandria, Virginia. It's a real shock to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who has been the biggest advocate of this effort, calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He called out legislative leaders for making what he called a colossal mistake in preventing this from moving forward. There is one very influential senator, Senator Louise Lucas, who is fighting the plan. She said she is a roadblock to this plan, and she does not believe the arena plan is a good deal. And she called on Leonsis and owners of the teams to pay for facilities themselves. So the question is now, can Youngkin still make this deal work? Can he use his political muscle to turn this around and bring the teams to Virginia? Or do the leaders in the district in Washington, D.C. make a big play to keep the Wizards and Capitals downtown, to bring on the Commanders and help the Nationals at Nats Park? So those are the opportunities that are out there. So now the leaders in the district certainly have a chance to do that. This deal, this story, incredibly dynamic, fast-moving, and fluid, so keep your eye on it. Let's move on. Well, more changes and experiments when it comes to college football. And here comes Friday Night Football. Fox Sports will roll out a package of Friday night college games on the broadcast network. So yes, on Fox this season. It'll be a primetime slate. It'll be Big Ten. It'll be Big 12. It'll be Mountain West. They'll call it something. The branding of the primetime package is to be determined. But this is an interesting move because Friday games are not routine. And so now, yes, you'll have football on Thursday night with the NFL, Friday night with college, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then Monday night. So this proves America is all about football in the fall. Now, the college football on Fox on Friday nights will help fill the void. Remember, they had the WWE Friday Night SmackDown. That'll move to USA Network in October. And Fox has been aggressive in its college schedule. They launched Big Noon Saturday a few years ago, and that has really worked well for the network. And these Friday night games are expected to feature prominent matchups, and they will look to build that window. The schedule of the games will be announced later this spring, but a big move in college football with Fox Sports putting games prime time on Friday night. Let's shift to golf. Everybody was wondering about the makeup of this board of directors of the new PGA Tour Enterprises, and they unveiled a 13-member board. It'll feature Tiger Woods. It'll feature Jay Monahan. Remember, PGA Tour Enterprises, that is the new for-profit venture formed in conjunction with Strategic Sports Group, and they want to grow the PGA Tour's commercial business. They want to grow the fan base, and so this board will have a lot of power. You have players like Tiger Woods and Patrick Cantlay, Webb Simpson and Jordan Spieth. You also have members of the Signature Sports Group. You have John Henry. You have Arthur Blank. You have Sam Kennedy from Fenway Sports Group. You also have Mets Vice Chair Andrew Cohen, no relation to Mets owner Steve Cohen. So you see the influential makeup of the sport. What's interesting is that Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, for now will also serve as the CEO of PGA Tour Enterprises. I wonder if he keeps both roles. Tiger Woods will serve as vice chair of the board. So again, it shows the influence that Tiger has. Now, the board of directors will still elect a chairman in the future, but you're seeing the makeup of this very influential board at the PGA Tour. I want to talk about some major changes that were coming yesterday very, very furiously on Thursday. These were executive changes at a number of top sports organizations. First, let's start with the Chicago Bears, because Kevin Warren is really starting to change the business leadership of the Chicago Bears. He's more than a year into his leadership as CEO, and he is looking to ramp up the sophistication and commercial strategy of the Bears. So the Bears have hired Mika White-Morris to become their first Executive Vice President of Revenue and Chief Business Officer. Now, she comes from the Minnesota Twins, where she was also Chief Business Officer. She was a 40 under 40 honoree in 2021. She will report directly to Kevin Warren. Like I said, he is overhauling the business side's front office as he really wants to ramp up corporate sponsorship, revenue, and all of the commercial elements. And so that is what Mika White-Morris will be in charge of. Remember, earlier this week, Kevin Warren promoted longtime Bears executive Karen Murphy from CFO to the newly created role of Executive Vice President of Stadium Development and Chief Operating Officer. We know the Bears are looking at a new venue here sometime in the future. So this is just the start of Kevin Warren making more changes to the Bears business operations. And many people think the Bears have underperformed on the business side for so many years, considering their market and the strength of the Bears brand. So now Kevin Warren is looking to change that. Let's move to Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, which has elevated Rams president Kevin Demoff to a larger role where he will now oversee the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rapids, the Mammoth of the National Lacrosse League, and Altitude Sports and Entertainment. He will oversee four major pro franchises. His title becomes president of team and media operations for Kroenke Sports and Entertainment. Another big promotion was Mike Neary, who becomes executive vice president of business operations and development. They will report to Josh Kroenke. Josh Kroenke will remain co-chairman of Arsenal with his father, Stan Kroenke, but Mike Neary and Kevin Demoff will lead operations of the company's domestic venture. So these are big, big jobs for both Demoff and Neary. And Demoff remains president of the Rams, although he's expected to split time between Los Angeles and Denver. So big changes at Kroenke Sports. Finally, another move came in Los Angeles, where Clippers owner Steve Ballmer has consolidated his sports and real estate portfolio into a new company known as Halo Sports and Entertainment. So what does Ballmer have? He's got the Intuit Dome, privately financed. He's got the Clippers. He's got a G League franchise, and he has Kia Forum. And now he's appointed Clippers President of Business Operations, Gillian Zucker, to CEO of Halo Sports and Entertainment. So a big job for her. And you are seeing this across sports. You have Spurs Sports and Entertainment. You have Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, Monumental Sports, Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment. The goal by combining these assets is to foster collaboration and efficiencies across the sports companies and the sports assets. So you're seeing that with Steve Ballmer with Halo Sports and Entertainment led by Gillian Zucker. And finally, a fun story about well-known executives in sports as a group of leaders in Northeast Ohio led by former Cleveland Cavaliers CEO Len Komorowski has acquired the Frontier League's Lake Erie Crushers. So they get into minor league baseball, and this investor group includes Nick Barledge, who is current CEO of the Cavaliers, also longtime sports business executive Vic Gregovitz. Vic Gregovitz will become team president of the Erie Crashers. And so basically a fun story, as many of these leaders who started in minor league baseball find a way to return to their roots as an ownership group for the Lake Erie Crushers. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast on a busy Friday, March 8th. I'm Abe Madcor. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy, be good to each other, have a great weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.